I think in Mishnah where it says, Ho is Rosha Befonov Ze Zimri. Rosha Yavin Darko is Ze Pinchas. That Pinchas, Zimri came with a lot of Asus. Kim Shebo, Kosvi, Bikesh Litlo, Amola, Eni Nishmaslach, Kekin, Tzivani, Abo, Shalei, and Shvas, Elo, Lemeshe. Amala, Sotakahat Hazam in Asus Ponim, because of his tithe, had such an Asus Ponim, such Asus that he said, I am greater than Meshe. And he tried to convince her that he is superior to Meshe. Before Navan in Eglishon, Omla Asurale, and then Meshe asked her, Omla Asurale, Lacham Zimra, Atohu Anemon Shalteira, Atohu Anemon Shalteira, Shakur is welcome, is Goyvach, when Aloy Chen Adi Meshe, Shalem Asur, Shatema Asura, Dimitionis, or Sir Apshistrosh, not Lasurale, Zumitionis, Zumionis. Zug de la basovis, vishtcha baskema, avalein emeshe, ushle mitzovach, hoes ish rosho befono. He demonstrated, manifested a terrific degree of us. I should translate it. As that when Zimri brought the Cosby Basur Pin Pashas Pinchos. So he claimed he told her that he's greater than Meshe in order to get her to acquiesce. So he claimed that he was greater than Meshe, and he tried to prove it to her, and he came to Meshe and he said, and he argued him in learning, and he said he's greater than Meshe because he comes from Shevet Gimel and I come from Shevet Beis, and he tried to convince her by the fact that he confronted Meshe, and he said, how you allowed with you both are Midianis, how come you took Isha Midianis, why not treat him with her? Anyway, Chad Shlomi says in Mishle that it was a manifestation of great Azus, who is Ish Rosh Befonov. In other words, the fact that the passion moved him, that would have not been supplied enough force to confront Meshe with such a tiny, except that there was a great deal of Azus. So the Kim Shehoe say how you break him, Shenemad Hema break him. And they saw this Azus. The Kim Shoyser Shoro Azus Zimri Naked Moshe, the Azus that Zimri showed Naked Moshe, they were crying. Omla Kodesh Baruch Hu, Meshat Beichato? The Rebbe said to Meshe, Beichato, you're crying? Beichon Chachmoscho? Where is your wisdom, your profound, great wisdom? Shomalta Dovo, you were able to stand up with such great Chochme and strength and profundity. And he said, a dover of the Hevlato Lekirach, and Kirach sank into the ground, V'achshu HaTaboyche, and now you're standing helpless against the broken and distraught against Zimri, when he tried to defend his wickedness, his evil, and confronted you and accused you of being guilty of the same act. To work a kiddush seveches in Tidim state, Estodel Abir Elev, Nomush Nosam, Abir Elev, the great giants, lost their strength. Amala Meshe. So this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Meshe. That Beichato, you're distraught, you're crying, you're standing there helpless. Veichen Chochmascha, where is your Chochm? Chosbet Chazal said that he forgot the Haloche. But does say some place that there was something a pesatri affirmation that forgot the halacha. Vehen chochmoscha, where is your chochma? Omer la Meshe, ein chochma, ein tfuna, ein netzer leneged Hashem. So the Fei Torah says, Omer la Meshe, ein chochma, ein netzer pirush. Ka kodesh baruch hu, omer la vehen chochmoscha. So Meshe answered him, Eberson, what are you telling me? Where's my wisdom? Where's my chochmeh? Ken chokhma meyelas ato leneged Hashem. There's no chokhma that can help now leneged Hashem. Bro, nokom zimri. It's up to you to take the comment from Zimri. There's a chokhma and eitzem and tuna neged Hashem. You have to do it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbe told him, Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, yedei ani mi muchon ledavar ze. I know who's prepared and ready to take action in this situation. Therefore, it isn't essential for me to step in and act on my own, because there's someone ready to do it, to take action. And who was that? That was Pinchas. Mak Sidachov, Sus Muchon Liemo Chomo, Vla Hashem Achur, Amar Abiesi, Dorash Pinchas Beatzmoy, Umadochim Asus. Shehu neisi nafshal liyem ruchomo, afi lehu meis, neisi nafshal bolov. Malach's the horse that the rider charges in a ruchomo, he is ready to die. Afi lehu meis, neisi nafshal bolov, protects, he provides, there's some kind of a natural instinct of protection for his bailim. And to act on his behalf to the extent that he's ready to give his life, ani al kedusha shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Allah has come and come. So this is what our Rebbe Shteyn answered him. Apparently, Rabbi Isai Psamot Nizach, that appears to us from Pshat in Yefei Toya, that Moshe Rabbeinu reached a point where he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, En chokhmo ve'en tuno ve'en etzon lo neged Hashem, that with all my chokhmah, this has reached there's a certain level, a certain border, a certain threshold, which chokhmah and tuna would not help. And I am absolved. There's nothing I can do under the circumstances. With all my wisdom that you have gifted me with, bestowed upon me and given me, all that memtes shari chokhmah, there reaches a point where humans endurance, capacity, his power, his strength, his force, his chokhmah, his wisdom cannot serve him anymore, and it's only Hashem must take action. And you, Rabbeinu Shalom, you have to do it. There's nothing I can do beyond that. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I disagree. Yedei ani mi muchon ledavar ze. There is someone who is muchon ledavar ze. Unshteit mishle sus muchon, and he made, who was that? Pinchas. Pinchas made a kalvachema for himself, and that infused him with so much power, with so much strength. Something that Moshe Rabbeinu, in other words, something that Moshe Rabbeinu felt, that it's beyond a human being to act under these circumstances. Pinchas had that force. And Akav Yochel said, Pinchas has it. It isn't, I disagree with you that this is a netzav in chokhmah metun neged Hashem, which means, we don't feel teyalam, that this has reached the end of human endurance, of human strength, of human power, of human capacity. It's reached the end. So in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu with his chokhmah, es ken zayin shteyt beserag, it's in Medrash Rabbeinu, in Parshas Pinchos, it was a triyaf meshin, episodes, the satzel, whatever it is, but this was his response to Hashem, and this was his feeling, and this was his understanding. There's nothing a human being can do. He didn't say, I can't do it. In chokhmah v'netzem etuna neged Hashem, you have to. There's no abstraction. There's no abstract wisdom. Not subjective. It's not a matter of being subjective. I can't do it. In chokhmah v'netzem etuna neged Hashem, you have to take the comment. In other words, according to Moshe Rabbeinu's definition, understanding that there's no human who can act under these circumstances. Whatever it is because of being overwhelmed to the feeling of being not being able to take action, and because of that he forgot the halacha. Whatever psychological emotions or cheshbonos were involved, it's difficult for us to pinpoint. But nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu's contention was, this is beyond the human reach. And the Rebbe Shteyn disagreed. A human can do it. A human less than Mesh, Pinchas ben Rozo ben Anakim. And what moved him? What moved him was Mesiras Nefesh. That he learned Musa, and he took an example from Asus that takes his rider into battle, protects him, and goes as Asakoris the Foshis. And with his loyalty to his Bailim, he stands with him. He doesn't bolt, he doesn't resist. He sees the fire, sees the bullets, he sees the swords, but he doesn't resist, he doesn't run away. He's Marchus, so he drew strength from this kind of a situation, made that kind of a kalvachema. The kalvachema, in such a moment, he made this kalvachema and infused him with additional strength that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see that a human being can bring himself to bear under this situation. And therefore he knew the halacha. Perhaps this is the reason. He knew the halacha, remembered the halacha. Not only that, but even Pinchas, with his understanding of, we had mentioned it once, with his understanding of this readiness, when learning the Musar from Frasus Shaitit Bemelchoma, Shunais Nation, Avshali Emelchoma, and he applied it to himself, and removed every emotional, psychological obstacle in the path of Messias Nefesh, of giving his life. Nevertheless, there was a question that he had to confront, and that was, can I really do it? And he said, how can I do it? It can't be done. There's two. And there's a whole shevet there. It's impossible. And the Eibishter told him, you're weakening. In other words, even though he was muchams, sus muchalam elchama, still in all there was a battle. There was a struggle within him. He had to resort to another infusion. Maybe you'll say, as I can't do it, save those people who are destined to die because chonim dimagayt adam klal Yisrael. So the Rebbe Shna said, halo techen libe su yavin. The Rebbe Shna knows the human heart. Kitema hein lo yadano ani meyed alecha. Eini yochol lo yadano mizeh shenim salamoves she'elech vatzilenu. The Pirush Masu says, "Aloich Ribus Yovin, v'seif dova v'neitzan avshecho v'yeda hu yodea kechacho shato yochol asis dova zeh." The Eibishter knows your strength. You can do it. You can do it. It was nisim and everything, but you can do it. In other words, after the kavachema, he needed another kavachema. He needed the realization, the learning Musa and saying, the Eibishter knows what I can do, what I can't do. And if he was caught in between that dilemma, in that dilemma of understanding, is it possible for a human to do it? Is it impossible for a human to do it? But the Eibishter knows what I can do. And if the Eibishter knows what I can do, then he realized that he could do it. And that's when he took action. Here we see Bechlau as Moshe Rabbeinu thought is beyond human capacity. Ad Messias Nefesh, it was something that Chazal say, it was left for Menashemayim, Epis Feistes, that was left for Pinchas, the Sivanatriya for Admation, Isatzel. But Moshe Rabbeinu's approach and definition was that's beyond human capacity. Dura Ben Yisrael must step into this action. It is way beyond the comparison to Kerach. It's beyond everything else that I have experienced in my life and all the Messiah's methods that I have exhibited. This is beyond me. The Rebbe said, I don't have to take action. There is someone who's ready. So Abesai, but Messiah's Nefesh can do what a spurt of Messiah's Nefesh can do. It can bring to a person the realization that he can do something that Moshe Rabbeinu might consider beyond human capacity. Why he had it, why he didn't have it, that's not for us to rhyme and reason. But this is what Chazal is saying here, and he reinforced himself. The Eibishter looks into my heart and he knows my capacity. I can't say I can't. I can't answer. I can't. You know. We have to at least say, we use this to give us strength, kavachiva from natural elements in the bria, that I'm misa nefesh, a kavachiva, and a realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether I can or I can't. I can tell myself, I can deceive myself, I can deceive everybody else, but I can't deceive Hashem. The Eibushter looks into me and he knows where I can and I can't. And when I realize that, so those forces that tell me that I really can come to the fore. And this is such a great keach of a thrust, an impetus, and a drive of Messiah's nefesh. At a point where Moshe Rabbeinu thinks is beyond human capacity, could bring a human being to do it. How? What is our what are our problems? Our basis so overwhelming. We can't do it. Can't do it. It's impossible to do it. If we could only make, it's impossible to do it. If we can only make a kavachema, if we can only say to ourselves that Eibushter looks into me, there's a zekeach, there's a super power that knows whether I can do it or not. I can't be deceptive. I have to tell the truth. And when the minute I am told that there's a polygraph taking, you have to tell the truth. I just can't lie. I can't lie to myself. There's a keach telling me you must tell the truth because there's a test. Someone looking, Hashem is looking into your nose. So what is impossible? What is impossible for Moshe Rabbeinu to perceive under these circumstances, it was impossible for him to see that it's humanly, within the human range, it was possible with Messiah's Nefesh of Pinchas. Basically, if we have Messiah's Nefesh, and if we think in such terms, there's so many things that we can do that we give up and throw our hands up in despair and frustration and hopelessness and helplessness. I can't do it. I feel, I mentioned it many, many, many times, I base having, when I read the list of what we can do, it's really very, it makes, can make one very much distraught. One special area that we all, most of us cannot do is Musar Mincha. Musar Mincha and also the second Seder manifests a great deal of weakness. Musar Mincha apparently we cannot do. An hour and a half is not enough. Is our 2 hours enough? We know from experience that 2 hours is not enough either. There's nothing enough. So I can't do it because we don't appreciate that this warrants Messiah's Nefesh, perhaps. Musa Amincha. A third Seder is also suffering. Third Seder, Musa Amincha. Musa Amincha is mamish. I can't do it. I'm sure that people don't do it because we can't. And the other one that they say, we can't tolerate it either. The yeshiva is built on Musa. We have to entrust people are going out into the world. We know from experience that our greatest failures were with people who didn't dedicate themselves and didn't appreciate what it means. Musa, limud ha-musa v'ispailus. Chochmas ha-musa, limud ha-musa v'ispailus. We have seen in the past history of our yeshiva talmidim that were frumakis, criticized the yeshiva for lack of frumkeit, but they never attended a Musa Seder. And in the final analysis, they rationalized and did something, that certain things that was very, very demeaning and embarrassing and humiliating for the yeshiva. And they went out in the world. There's no Musa. The curse of the world today is because there's no limud ha-musa. There's no Yisrael. There's no Beis ha-musa. People don't learn Musa. People don't open up Musa Sefer. Never in their lives. Can go pass by without opening a Musa. There's no time for it. It's not important enough. It's not possible. It's beyond human capacity. You can't do it. And it's not worth the time. I have more important things to do by comparison. And this is, I guess, the curse of our generation. This is why we're suffering machlekes, sinas chinom, insincerity, lack of integrity, gneve, gzele, sheker, while we are practicing our religion, so to speak. We're not learning Musa. This is why our daily ma'amesere astoros, our daily Israel. Before Israel Salanta, the Chavis HaBovis was written before Israel Salanta. B'Shiyosh Hashem was written before. Eichas Hadikin was written before. Sharat Shuvah Rabbeinu Yehuda was written before B'Shiyosh Salanta. B'Shiyosh Salanta only came to emphasize it, because it was, he began to see that it's being neglected even by daily, so he institutionalized it. And this is why there were differences of opinion that maybe it's going to create a cult of Musanikes and Gaive, which it didn't. It reduced Gaive, it demeaned Gaive. It helped to call to the surface, to the conscious mind, the forces of good and kindness and compassion and truth and sincerity and emes. So Abesai, where we are planning, we are considering, there's no solution to extending we didn't learn more Musa written with an hour and a half than an hour. Maybe we learned Musa more when it was only an hour. And if then people can't rest during the time, we can guarantee, maybe we should reduce it to half hour Seder, to half hour Hefsik, and we'll guarantee that there will be no disturbance in taking a rest. We'll have special patrols walking around the halls that there should be no noise. And we may let people will be able to rest, so that won't be an excuse. The Yetzirah has all kinds of excuses. Who says you have to go home? People don't go home for work. Who goes home? Who goes home? Why do you go home? Why do we have to go home? We have to rest, because learning is Mateshes Kechus Olodom, maybe. So we can rest here. But then it's noisy, because the high school boys are running in the halls and playing ball. We'll guarantee we'll have a patrol walking around during recess, during the hour and a half. I think hour and a half is too much. There's no need for an hour and a half. We have to, extending it will definitely not help, because we'll have more things to do. It will be much more difficult to come to Musa Seder. And so we're planning like this, Abbas. We're considering that since Musa is the very quintessential of the yeshiva, that we think to entrust people to go out into the world and face the pollution, the schmutz, the filth, the immorality, the shekia that is permeating this entire world and pervading us, is the only help that we can have is learning Musa be'espailus, limudah Musa be'espailus, with dedication, with commitment, and knowing that this is my hatzola, this is my way of bringing to afford the forces that our Ebishter has given me, and I'll be taking the task for it, that people who are not keeping Musa's dorim can't be qualified for smicha. It can be on our program, can learn here the Shiva Exuntahed, because learning itself, as much as you learn, has some kind of an impetus, an impact. But we can't bestow and confer our degrees and send our people into the field who are not equipped with Limud HaMusa V'Spailus, Chochmas HaMusa, which Chochmas HaMusa means tying us up with HaMesere, with HaShkofe, with HaDas Tere. Without it, we are just wandering in a vacuum, you know, in a void, without knowing what to hold on to, what is right and what is wrong, and where you give and where you don't give, where you stand and where you don't stand. And to infuse us with strength, with power, with gvura, with mesiras nefesh, it's only through the limud hamusa, b'ispailus, nuchochmas hamusa, understanding keches hanefesh, understanding confronting anesienes, the realities of life and the workings of the Yitzhahor, and how to counter it, how to confront it. I think that we may not be justified in giving, sending people out into the field without having attended Musa properly, be involved in Musa, understanding Musa. It's a grave danger. And perhaps maybe this is why so many people in the Shiva world are averse to sending out men into the field, especially in Rabbanus, where they have to stand up against the against the stormy seas of ignorance, amarachas, and anti-religiosity, and filth and immorality, and know how to do it, not to become a casualty in the process. This is perhaps why we are lacking manpower to go into the field, because Musar is lacking. That realization perhaps is responsible for that reluctance, reticence to send people out into the field. Also, people like don't keep storim. I mean, why? What's the justification for continuing a Kehilah learning if people don't keep storim? What is justification? We wouldn't mind to cut the Kehilah in half. Have people that learn, that know this is my life. This is what I'm learning here. The number of years that the Kehilah is here, this is what I'm learning. I'm dedicated to that, to learning and to Torah and to Musa. This is what it is. If a person doesn't have that feeling, and now he'll pay the 2 cents, you know, that he should pay, and he'll pay, he'll take it out from the chesmen, then he forgets the chesmen. Why should we? We would be willing, it would be more advantageous for us in the Klal Yisrael to reduce the Kehilah status, the population, to half its size, and perhaps we can have more money for those that are more dedicated. So please, I base site, anyone who wants to have, be on the program, and we are planning very seriously to that these lists should guide us whether one can be, how to institute it, because, you know, there's a grandfather clause, we can't just throw it at you without prior warning. But if we can find a method, a way to justify that we can reduce our manpower in a kilo and reduce the amount of people like Yetz Mirfe who are not totally involved in the yeshiva program. Mesiras Nefesh HaBeis is required, there's no question about it. Mesiras Nefesh can cross the line where the greatest human minds feel it's impossible. But even lesser people, they have a certain Mesiras Nefesh, a certain Siyata Tishmaye, and feel that the Rebbe Shel looks in upon me and tells me what I can or I cannot do. A great deal can be done. And Mamish, we can rather the Klal Yisrael. But anyway, we're not planning to extend the break. That won't help us. It will break us even more. Because the hour and a half broke us more than the hour. Because hour and a half, so I go home, so I have to lie down. It's an hour, it's less. This is no chesm whatsoever. We've seen maybe that there are some yechidim that may make a difference, but in most cases it doesn't make any difference. What the difference makes is commitment, dedication, and understanding the significance and importance, and this is what we want in yeshiva. We're not looking for great numbers. We're looking for men that are b'nei Torah and mitamaseira with tashkofe, and a life of Musa. A life of Musa, not just when learning yeshiva. That he learned his, all his life he will learn Musa, because if not, he'll be drowned in the waters of impurity.